Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So I would say, you know, if anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America.
Stelter has been fired at CNN. It was literally a zombie report. No viewers. Universally reviled. What does this signify? We'll talk about it. The Judge Andrew Napolitano straight ahead.
This is CNN.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This sounds like
that. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
Cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
A war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
All right, one of the greatest legal minds in America and a good friend of mine, Judge Andrew Napolitano, joins us on the other side of this break to cover the waterfront. Very honored to have this man on with us. I'm very blessed, all the listeners and viewers, for providing the support. Keep this rebel resistance beacon of truth, this lighthouse of justice on air. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The cavalry for your immune system. The cavalry for your health. And the cavalry to keep InfoWars on the air with funding has now arrived. A 360 win. Almost sold out for a year. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the patented, documented super ingredients to completely turbocharge your immune system, and your body is finally back in stock. And despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, I want those of you that haven't experienced it to get it, and I want long-term supporters to experience it as well. So it is 50% off out of the gates for a limited time. DNA Force Plus, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a symbiotic relationship. Supporting InfoWars defeats the globalist, and this product does amazing things for your body. Take action now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, for the balance of the hour, the next 55 minutes, Judge Andrew Napolitano, an iconic conservative libertarian populist voice, is our guest to analyze Mar-a-Lago raid, the midterms, AGU days, just so much more. But Obama talked about a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. Now it's 87,000 armed IRS agents putting ads out. Are you ready to commit lethal force? And then I'm sorry, but it looks like the group they hired is a group of misfits. We've got that raw footage of the training they're doing with plastic guns before they raid our houses. But first, here's Obama.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded.
I was talking to Judge Andrew Napolitano during the quick break, and I said, what do you want to hit first? He said, everything. He said, you just lead it, but I've got 1,000 questions. But, I think it's most important he just start off because he is a very respected brain when it comes to jurisprudence of where this republic is today. The system is discredited. The establishment media is collapsing. And their attempt to dominate an attempt to start a civil war, I think it's backfiring. I want peace. I don't want violence. But I am really concerned 82 days out from the midterms of what the deep state's going to do. Judge Andrew Napolitano, we salute you for your courage. JudgeNap.com, podcast Judging Freedom, available on YouTube. Judge Andrew Napolitano, we love you, brother. I can ask a lot of questions, but I'm just going to give you the floor right now.
Well, the feeling of love is mutual, Alex, and thanks very much for having me on. We haven't had a chance to speak since what you went through in a courtroom in Austin. And, of course, I'm happy to speak about the unconstitutional implications there. But in terms of the issues that are confronting us today, look, the federal government has constructed a national security state. Obama put the icing on the cake. Actually, Trump, even though he's the target of it, enhanced it by increasing their budgets. And they all have the three-letter acronym names that we know of: CIA, FBI, DEA, BATF. They have a fourth letter. All of these are unconstitutional. None of these are recognized by the Constitution. James Madison, when he wrote the Constitution, intended to keep health, safety, welfare, and morality into the regulatory scope of the states. So that if you wanted to live in a state with a very heavy hand, come to New Jersey. The police are everywhere. You want to live in a state where you have more personal freedom, go to Texas or go to New Hampshire. The more federalizing there is of these things, the less liberty there is. Here's a few examples. FBI, between 9 and 10,000 active duty agents. We don't know the exact number. DHS, 65,000 khaki pants wearing, black shirt wearing, Glock 45 carrying cops to enforce what? Whatever the president wants them to enforce. Now you're going to add to that 87,000 IRS agents. I don't know what kind of uniform they're going to wear, but they're going to carry Glocks as well. And you really have a police state. I mean, the standard definition of a police state, Alex, you know this because you've used it, and you and I have talked about it many times together and separately, is a state of where the laws are written to make it easy for the government rather than to support individual liberty. And that's exactly what we have now. It will become more obvious to people watching and listening to us now as these federal cops become more invasive in our lives. I think this will backfire on the Democrats, probably not soon enough to affect them in 2022, but certainly in 2024. So the deep state has been around since 1947 when Harry Truman created the CIA, which, by the way, is not allowed to get involved in law enforcement, is not allowed to spy on Americans. Tell that to Julian Assange's lawyers, who were spied on by the CIA and the Ecuadorian embassy in London. They were forced, you almost have to chuckle at this, at its simplicity. They were forced to surrender their mobile devices when they walked into the embassy. The embassy handed them over to something called Subcover LLC, an American security firm, which somehow downloaded everything in there and shipped all the contents to the CIA. That, of course, is theft and a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment. The CIA is in every state house in the United States, and they are in competition with the NSA to download every keystroke on your mobile phone and every keystroke on your desktop. All of it unlawful, all of it unconstitutional, all of it gets worse. Why does it get worse? Because the security state in the United States has all the dirt they need on members of Congress. So with the exception of a few, Ron Paul when he was in the Congress, Thomas Massie from Kentucky, Rand Paul from Kentucky, with the exception of just a handful, members of Congress are terrified of the deep state and always vote to reauthorize its powers and to increase its budgets. We're in a terrible state of affairs. The federal government is a monster. I think it will eventually fall of its own weight. It won't be able to pay its bills. It won't be able to pay these cops that work for it. But that's not going to happen tomorrow.
And by the way, you look 20 years younger. You didn't look bad before, but I don't know what's... I'm not kissing your ass. Look at the Fountain of Youth's happening. I am exhausted and look like I'm 70, though I'm like 48. But when I look at, when I look at the slobs, though, so I'm saying I'm not perfect. But I'm in great shape compared to the slobs in these videos, like 400-pound dudes with their shirts hanging out with plastic guns preparing to raid everybody, 87,000. Like, what? That is just insane. Like, what is that?
There is no – well, taxation is theft, in my view. The government can charge a fee for its services, but it can't. It can't take your wealth from you without your consent. The Fifth Amendment prohibits that. It can't take wealth from you without compensating you for the wealth. But why these guys have to train for violence, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying is, like, you look at, it looks like a Greyhound bus stop. I'm not being mean. Like, a bunch of disheveled, cross-eyed slobs don't look like they know where they are, and they're training for war? I mean, that is crazy.
Well, your typical IRS agent is half cop, half accountant, and they don't show up with a gun. They show up with a badge, and you're allowed to have your accountant and your lawyer there. But if these guys are going to come with a gun, you're not going to have anybody there. I don't know why they need a gun, and I don't know what they're training for.
That's what I'm saying. They're all laughing and funny, like this is funny. If they were like crack troops, you know, the Stundstaffel, I wouldn't want their job. This looks insane.
Well, it is insane. Listen, Biden just signed the legislation the other day. The money for the 87,000 hasn't even been allocated. It's not even flowing to the IRS yet. So I don't know how this is happening or exactly who these people are. But it's dangerous for the government to hire yet another police department. All of their police departments are unconstitutional, for the reasons I just articulated, and nobody knows what's going to come of this. I mean, do we really want an American public that's terrified of the government. Does the government work for us or do we work for the government? I guess this terror is coming. You and I have been warning about this for 20 or 30 years. Now it's on the doorstep.
Absolutely. Like, if I was a real dictator, I would be a little soft about this. Like, why are they trying to start a fight like this?
I don't get it. I also don't get how the Democrats, who, of course, and I have as many problems with the Republicans as I do with the Democrats, but not on this issue. Every single Republican in Congress voted against it to a person. I don't see what the Democrats think they're going to get out of this kind of terror. I understand why they want to take money from corporations. They don't understand that that money ultimately comes from consumers and shareholders. They don't get that. They don't know economics 101. But I understand what they're trying to do. I don't understand why they want to terrorize the average middle-class American.
If I wanted to turn people against me, I would do this. I mean, I'm no rocket science show to Politano like you, but this is like, if I wanted to be hated, I would do this. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest. He has his own podcast now. Find all that information on his site. We'll give that to you here right now. That is, for folks that are looking, judgenap.com and podcast Judging Freedom. But I was asking him during the break to answer this question for me before we hit all the other big Mar-a-Lago news and midterm election news and open border news. What would you, as somebody I really respect, as not just a judge but a historian, what would you call this period of time America and the world is in right now?
Well, I would call America in a dysfunctional police state. The dysfunctional part addresses our social and cultural misery. You know, in New Jersey, the school teachers are required to tell 7-year-old girls, you don't need a penis to be a boy. I mean, the fact that the government is forcing these words out of the mouths of school teachers and this terror into the minds of children makes it dystopian. It's a police state for the reasons that you and I discussed earlier. The laws are written in order to make it easier for the government to enforce them rather than to make it easier for us to express our individual liberties. The government pays only lip service to the Bill of Rights. But the malaise in the country, which has been heightened by Biden, Joe Biden didn't cause it. This has been going on, I think, since the George W. Bush years.
No, I agree, but he supercharged it.
Yes, he did. He absolutely, you're talking about Biden, he absolutely did. He absolutely has. And it's not going to go away unless and until there's some sort of cataclysmic event where we can dial back the federal government. I mean, nearly everything local and state governments do, from surveillance to gender identity, comes down from the feds. The feds are the monsters here. And well over 90% of what they do is not authorized by the Constitution. My column this week addresses Donald Trump as a victim of the Espionage Act. The Espionage Act of 1917 permitted the government to punish dissent. And the concept of punishing dissent would be antithetical to our founders. But we see it happening right before our eyes. The Espionage Act was used by President Woodrow Wilson to incarcerate Princeton students. You ready for this? For reading the Declaration of Independence aloud in front of draft offices. He was able to incarcerate them. They weren't put on trial. They were just put in jail for the duration of World War One. I see that coming back.
Absolutely. So what is this pervert tyranny or this pervert insanity of the sexualization of children? I mean, I don't know how you describe it, a political movement that is about targeting children and confusing their identity. I don't hate anybody for their identity. As adults, do what you want. I'm a libertarian like you, but the idea of the right. State getting in front of parents and children and trying to dictate children's proclivities just seems pedophilic to me.
This also goes back to Woodrow Wilson, in whose era the concept of mandatory attendance at mandatory government schools was created. The idea was to push a progressive agenda on the part of children so that children would grow up to be progressives, would grow up to be lefties. I mean, public schools are part of the government's tyranny, and they're a recipe for failure. They have guaranteed income, the taxpayers, guaranteed customers, the children, and very little competition. Their only competition is far more expensive than they are. The government schools shouldn't exist. private schools would pop up on every street corner. You want to be an airplane mechanic, you go to this high school. You want to go to Princeton or Yale, you go to that high school. You want to go into the media, you go to that high school. But trying to turn pig's ears into silk purses by spending fortunes where people are forced so that they can receive an ideology that the progressives like is reprehensible.
And I totally agree with you. Let me ask you this question before we hit other issues. I don't mean to interrupt. How is it going for the left then? The woke corporate thing, they're canceling all these liberal movies, all these woke movies. Disney's canceling them. It seems like people are rejecting it. Am I wrong, or how would you quantify the current battle space of who's winning, who's losing?
Well, I live in the People's Republic of New Jersey, where the left is winning. This is an assault on the family. They started out 100 years ago in the progressive government schools with an assault on the minds of children. It's now an assault on the family. I mean, imagine a family, two parents and three kids, where the seven-year-old girl comes home and says, I want to be a boy. Just imagine what that does to the family. If she were 27, I don't approve of this, but she could do what she wants. She owns her own body. But at age seven, for the government to be suggesting this, and by the way, if the school teachers don't suggest it in New Jersey, then the state withholds funds. And there are very, very few school systems that could survive in New Jersey without the state funds. So they really really have a sort of Damocles.
And who could come up with this? The state getting involved in a child's development sexually. I mean, that is just, I mean, if I had a cousin or a grandfather or grandmother that tried to come tell my kids about what sex they were, I would kick them out of my house. But the government does it. We just roll over.
Look, the government can't deliver the mail. It can't fill potholes. It can't stop robocalls, but it's going to tell children how to change their genders. I mean, this is Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, trying to out to his, what he thinks, future rival for the Democratic nomination for president on the other part of the country, Gavin Newsom, for who can be the most outrageous or who can be the most patronizing to the hard left. Look, I've known Joe Biden for years. He was an adjunct faculty member at Delaware Law School when I was a full-time faculty member. The faculty laughed at him because he didn't have the mentality of a faculty member. The students liked him because he was a nice guy. He was a moderate Democrat. He's not today, because without the hard left, without the AOCs and Phil Murphys and Gavin Newsoms, the Democrats are a minority party, and Joe wouldn't be able to get anything done. So he's allowed these people, at least when he was competent, mentally competent, he allowed these people to tug him very, very, very far to the left, which is where he is now. When the feds move hard left, the states and locals move hard left. You're a little bit more optimistic about this, Alex, than I am. There will come a tipping point when the public will recoil from it. I don't think we've reached that tipping point yet. If we had, we wouldn't have the 87,000 new IRS agents pulling up their pants because their Glocks weigh down their belts.
Well, no, I mean, I agree with you that it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it's just so cartoonish to watch this happening. What drives these people to do these type of behaviors? Now, you mentioned it during a break. I wasn't going to raise it. But I want to get into my case where I've been defaulted twice in Texas and in Connecticut. We gave them everything. They put it on in the court and then said I didn't give it to them. I want to get your view as a former judge and a political commentator watching this. And with the Democrats now saying it's not about what he did questioning a shooting, which is out of context, but I apologize if it hurt people. They are literally saying we're going to take him out and then take everybody else out that questions narratives. What does that mean, removing me from the debate when we come back? Because I've already said, yeah, I was wrong about that. Not what they said I said, but what I did say was wrong. But that's a separate issue.
Elevave TP, PQQ, CoQ10, the list goes on and on. Those are the ingredients in our flagship product, DNA Force Plus. Finally, after almost a year of being sold out, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. This product is incredible, what it does to all cellular function. The PQQ and CoQ10 are on record helping your telomeres last longer. That's your DNA.
This product is amazing. It blows away all the competition, and it's even more incredible because it funds our operation against the New World Order. You can buy some great supplements out there from great companies, but are they funding the tip of the spear? No, they're not. So if you haven't experienced DNA Force Plus yourself, or in the last year when it's been sold out, you couldn't get it, it's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus is 50% off, 50% off for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
So I asked Judge Politano at the start of the hour what he wanted to hit.
Right.
We're going to hit a bunch of those subjects. Our Mar-a-Lago raid, the Ukraine situation, the IRS, so much more. But he wanted to get into this subject, and that's the subject of my defaults. We gave the Texas George Soros judge, who's got two lawsuits she's running against us, everything. They put it on during the court. We gave the Connecticut judge that, but they defaulted us, so we're already guilty, and a jury decides how guilty we are. And then once I'm in these hearings, it just gets more insane. But then in closing arguments, 2 weeks ago when the first show trial ended with $40-plus million in damages, which is capped in Texas at like $5 million, they let it all out. They said, we want to take him out, take his bullhorn away, shut him down, and we're going to take out Fox News and Tucker Carlson next. And they went on TV and said it. So I'm not going to bore you with all the clips again, but here's just a few of them saying they're going to cut up the corpse of InfoWars and send a message to silence us. Here it is.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
We're not going to be spending 2 years going up to the Texas Supreme Court or whatever. Nobody's going to waste their money doing that. We're going to this bankruptcy court. And those claims are going to have to get valued and resolved in that bankruptcy state. And when we have a litigable basis to potentially wrap this case up for years and then ultimately collect our entire punitive damage arguments, yeah, there's going to be a resolution made under what these claims are valued at. And that's also going to have to take into account what the Lafferty claims are valued at and the Posner claims are valued at and the Fontaine claims are valued at. And that is why I've been saying that what this is heading towards is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones, because there is going to be a new level of financial scrutiny. And if, you know, some lawyer like me can basically find out that he's hiding the keys to the candy store, pull it out in front of him on the stand, I can only imagine what federal receivers are going to do. It's going to get interesting from here on out.
If a lawyer like you with a pet judge can make up a bunch of lies, who knows what you can do? So, Judge Napolitano, watching this from afar, what's your view of it?
Well, I would have interrupted I doubt that they would have let me preside on your trial, but I would have interrupted that closing argument about take him out, shut him down, and silence him. That's not the function of the jury. The First Amendment prohibits the government, that's all three branches of the government, executive, legislative, and judicial, from silencing speech. The government has to be out of the business of speech. The issue before that Texas jury was not your words. The issue before that Texas jury was the alleged harm that these plaintiffs suffered. My beef is with the Connecticut court, which allowed a case to go to default. It should have been dismissed on summary judgment, which your lawyers quite properly moved for and lost. And now, why did they lose? They lost because Connecticut is the only state in the union in which you can be sued for expressing an opinion. You expressed an opinion. Whether it's groundless or not, it's an opinion. Opinions are protected speech. The Supreme Court has ruled on that countless times.
And Maddow and Tucker Carlson have argued that and had cases dismissed.
Correct. But they changed the law in Connecticut to suit the people who hate Alex Jones. And that is reprehensible, but that's what happened, and you suffered because of it. You will eventually triumph because you resonate with a huge portion of the population who love what you say and respect what you say. Your candor and your honesty expressed in an innocent and truthful and sincere way on the stand. I'm just saying this because I like you and because we work together, but it's true. In Austin has resonated all across the ideological battlefield. But the greatest wrong was done by the Connecticut courts that allowed a lawsuit to proceed to judgment based on opinion. Because opinion was protected speech in all 50 states. It's now protected only in 49. Texas should not have held the damages hearing because it was enforcing a judgment that is not recognizable or enforceable in Texas. Because in Texas, where you live and work and where that trial took place for 2 weeks, opinions are protected. That's your best argument, in my view, on appeal. I don't have to tell your lawyers the argument. They know the case better than I do, and they probably know the law as well as I do. But the Constitution is on your side. The Constitution still prevails in Texas, Alex.
Well, I'm just frustrated because I'm not perfect. The Internet didn't believe it happened. I covered it a few times. That Hillary ran against Trump on it and made this big thing. It's not who I am. I barely ever even covered it. But I came and said, I believe your kids died. I'm sorry, but under Texas law, Judge, you have to say somebody's name. They ignored the statute of limitations. They ignored that they never asked for a retraction. They ignored that I never said their name. They just don't care.
Well, what they care about is harming Alex Jones and the people who articulate the same views, whether it's Tucker Carlson or me or whoever it might be. And now the media has a target on its back because the at least in one state, Connecticut, and ratified in Texas, of all places, where you can really say whatever you want, you can be punished for expressing an opinion. And that is just...
And you made a very sophisticated point. I'm not going to tell Inside Baseball. It was an off-record meeting. But representatives of a former president came here 4 years ago. And they said, just roll over. We're going to defeat you. It was a Republican president. This is a done deal. You should just accept this. We're going to set the Democrats up. And once they take you down, they'll all be taken down. And now I see it was actually true. They tried to get me to join them. I didn't. Don't the Democrats, the New York Times, get that the famous New York Times Sullivan case is about to be overturned by this?
No, it's reprehensible that two members of the court, both of whom I admire, they were on the right side on abortion and carry, Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Neil Gorsuch, have criticized Times against Sullivan. The Republicans brought this about. Times against Sullivan, even though the ultimate victory is to the New York Times of all places, it was an ad published in the Times. It wasn't an editorial of the Times that triggered the lawsuit.
Exactly. So why would the left be undermining their own protection?
They're short-sighted. Why would the left get the courts, persuade the courts in Connecticut to get rid of the protection for opinions? And that can be used against them at some point in the future. If Times against Sullivan goes, The lawsuits against media figures will go through the roof, and it will silence us. It will chill us. It will give us pause before we express an opinion. It will prevent us from being robust. Either that, or we'll be paying extraordinary insurance premiums for defamation insurance protection. It will profoundly upset the freedom of speech in this country if Times against Sullivan goes, or if other states start mimicking what Connecticut did in order to attack conservatives and libertarians. Because at some point, I hate to say this, the conservatives and libertarians will do the same thing to the lefties. It shouldn't be done to either. The country was founded on the freedom of speech, on the government staying the hell out of the business of speech. An idea rises or falls by its rationality and whether the listeners accept its rationality. It doesn't rise or fall by what the government says about it.
I totally agree. And I shot my mouth off a few times. And later they went back and found where I made a mistake and blew it all up. And then they're the ones saying all this damage is me. They're the ones promoting it more using my name. It's like a form of identity theft. So let's shift gears, Judge Andrew Napolitano. And let's talk about the Mar-a-Lago raid, the midterms, the FBI. Where is this all going? Straight ahead with Judge Andrew Napolitano. Be sure and visit his website. It's excellent. Find his podcast at judgenap.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave a fall.
Our guest here before Paul Joseph Watson takes over the fourth hour here in about 12 minutes. Judge, big picture, where America is right now. I asked you earlier, the Trump raid, where you think all this is going. What is your view on that?
First, Alex, some breaking news on the Trump aid. Federal Judge Bruce Reinhart, that's the federal judge in Florida who signed the search warrant, just ruled that a redacted version of the affidavit submitted by FBI agents will be released. They just had 2 hours worth of oral argument at Judge Reinhart's courtroom, and much to everybody's surprise, he's going to release a redacted version. What does that mean? That means that the DOJ has until a week from today to black out the portions of the affidavit that they believe would reveal the identity of their witnesses and their sources. Remember, there's an undercover source here. There's either an undercover FBI agent that works at Mar-a-Lago and Trump's people don't know it, or there's somebody in Trump's employ at Mar-a-Lago who's been speaking to the FBI and Trump's people don't know it. So all identifying materials will be blacked out. In my opinion, when the government does this, the affidavit release is meaningless because all proper names will be blacked out and there'll be very, very little there to go. Somebody like I am, who signed hundreds of these and looked at hundreds of them, could probably figure out a lot of what's under the blacking out, but not the proper names. So this is a partial victory for the media. This was not requested by Trump's lawyers. He doesn't have lawyers in the case yet. It was requested by all the major media outlets. So everybody's going to be waiting for bated breath until next Thursday to see what parts of the affidavit the judge releases. At this point, it's the judge versus the DOJ. It's not the DOJ versus the media. The judge and the DOJ will hassle and haggle over what's going to be redacted and what's not. Ultimately, of course, the judge will prevail. Remember how this started. The FBI presented an affidavit to Judge Reinhardt demonstrating that it is more likely than not that a crime was committed, and it is more likely than not that there's evidence of that crime in Trump's home. Whatever was in the affidavit, supplemented by the Q&A, the question and answer that the judge himself put to the FBI agent, which was stenographically recorded, persuaded the judge to agree with the DOJ that a crime was committed and inside Trump's house was evidence of the crime. All of that is laid out in great detail, not only what the FBI knew, but how it knew it. How did the FBI know there were top secret materials inside his safe? Some human being that the FBI demonstrated was reliable must have told them that.
Sure, but under federal law, correct me if I'm wrong, if you've got 30 million documents over at Obama's house and a president can supposedly classify whatever they want and Trump was in negotiations with the National Archives, this whole thing seems like a red herring to me.
This whole thing is the security state, sometimes called the deep state, continuing to go after Trump. Look, Trump was the head of the executive branch for 4 years. He knows what the federal government is like. He knows what federal law enforcement and federal intel community did to him in those 4 years. Unfortunately, in those 4 years, he reauthorized them against the advice of the person speaking to you right now, Alex. He and I talked about this. Mr. President, don't sign that legislation. This is the very same authority under which they spied on you back when you were candidate Trump. Nevertheless, he signed that stuff and he increased their budgets, and it's now coming back to bite him. I don't know what's in Obama's home. The National Archives says they have everything they want. But let's face it, they're after Trump because they hate him. And if he had top secret materials in there, those things that he declassified, you ready for this, Alex? Joe Biden could have reclassified them as top secret without Trump even knowing about it, thereby making their possession another crime on top of the one.
Exactly.
Which
so
Trump
let me ask you this. What do you predict for the Democrats? I mean, they're so desperate. Everybody's turning against them. What do you think is going to happen?
You and I have rejoiced over the Supreme Court opinion on abortion and the right to carry. I think those opinions can be used against Republicans and in favor of the Democrats. I think the Democrats are going to do better in 2022 than they thought they were. This $750 billion spending bill is just crowing rights. It's going to make everything worse. You can't spend your way out of inflation. You can only save your way, spend less, or reduce inflation. I mean, spending your way out of inflation is like putting a fire out with gasoline. It's absurd. So I don't think that is going to affect the voters in any positive way. It will give the Dems crowing rights because of its socialistic aspects, which puts a cap on certain drug prices and things
sure,
of that
so
nature.
Separately, what do you make of Liz Cheney believing she would win, losing by 30-plus points, saying she's going to run for president?
Delusional. Delusional. That neocon mentality that was manifested by George W. and by her father isn't even embraced by the Republican Party anymore. I mean, there's a couple of neocons left. She's one of them. I think she demonstrated a lot of courage on the January 6th committee, but she does not have her finger on the pulse of the Republican Party.
How could the political establishment be so blind with the FBI raids on and FBI events at school meetings and open borders. And all. I mean, if I was the Democratic Party and I wanted to commit suicide, Judge Napolitano, I would do what they're doing.
I think you're right. I think they are fearful of the hard left. They're fearful of AOC and her crew and all the progressives all over the country. The mayor of Chicago, a former federal prosecutor, arguably the most dangerous city in the country because she won't let the police do their jobs. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are afraid that by losing the base that those people represent, they will lose their majority. So they're basically going to push guns, abortion, and fear of Trump's return as their three issues.
Well, that was my last question. Where are you on Trump versus DeSantis? What do you think of both men?
Well, I think DeSantis would be the better candidate because he's Trump in a bad suit. He doesn't dress as well as Trump. He's also Trump without the personality, baggage, and character flaws. I know I'm going to hear about this. Trump's been my friend for 35 years. I'm only an acquaintance of Governor DeSantis. Right now, I think he's the stronger candidate. I might feel differently in a year.
I mean, I think DeSantis is stronger, and I'm not on some junket here for Trump or DeSantis. I'm not connected to either one of them. I just think DeSantis seems more reasonable, more less polarizing.
Yes. Yes, and more appealing to independents and Democrats. You know, Trump can have 80%, 90% of the Republican Party. That's not even half of what he needs to get elected. He's got to appeal to Democrats and independents, and DeSantis does that far better. You know, we'll know in early November, DeSantis is going to be reelected. It needs to be a landslide, and my guess is it will be.
All right, Judge Napolitano, judgenap.com, Judging Freedom's the podcast, Judge Andrew Napolitano on YouTube. Thank you so much. Amazing hour, sir.
One last thing, if I could. Judging Freedom in 15 minutes at 3:15 Eastern, a great military mind, Colonel Doug McGregor, about how wrong we are to be physically present in Ukraine.
I want to hear about that. Join us again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over. This is independent thought. This is unscripted. This is real. These are real men and women, real callers, real guests having real discussions. The system does not like this. They want to give out talking points to Brian Stelter and have him then repeat them. That's not happening. This is real, and you're backing reality here. So thank you for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, sold out for almost a year, is back in stock. 50% off, so good for your immune system. Everybody needs it for your overall body health. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, DNA Force Plus. We're about to end the sale on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and X2. Those sales are about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, hour number four with Paul Joseph Watson straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.